looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about a way to pray that will make a real difference in the way you spend time with God. So, James, let's jump in.
Well, on Christmas Day, I was talking with a friend who prays for me every day. What a gift, you know? Yeah. And he was telling me about what he asked the Lord to do for me. And as he described it, it was as if I could just see him talking to Jesus, as if they were just standing there having a conversation together. It was so clear in my mind. And that made me think about how difficult prayer can be sometimes, because we're talking to someone that we can't see. And, you know, the Lord doesn't want it to be that way. He wants it to be real for us. And that makes me think of something I heard some years ago about an illustration of an empty chair. So we're kind of going in a lot of directions here at once.
Yeah,
Have you heard of that illustration?
I have. But tell me more about it.
I first heard it from Peter Marshall, who was the chaplain of the U.S. Senate years ago, and it has to do with a man who is dying, and his pastor comes to talk with him, and the man is unsettled because he's having trouble talking with the Lord, even though he's been a faithful believer for years. And his pastor tells him, "When I have trouble talking with the Lord, I remember that He's right here with me in this very room, because He is Manuel, God with us." And what I like to do is put an empty chair in front of me, the pastor goes on, like the one I'm sitting in here by your bed, and imagine that the Lord is sitting in it, and just talk to Him as if He's right there. I don't think He minds that one bit, and it helps my prayers be more real, so that I can take my time and really be honest with Him about everything. The pastor leaves, and several days later the man dies, and the pastor goes to call on the family, and the man's daughter says to him, "After your visit, my father was so much more at peace, and sometimes when I looked in on him, I'd see him talking softly to the chair beside his bed as if someone were sitting in it. And the evening that he died, I was out of the room for just a few minutes, but when I came back in, I found that his hand was resting on the chair right beside him."
Wow. So he took the Lord's hand and the Lord led him home. I mean, that's beautiful.
Isn't it? And here's how that applies to prayer. Our prayer needs to be as personal and real as possible. You know, we can't play games with prayer. We have to pray honestly, just as we are. And that also helps us be obedient. You know, think about what Jesus said in Matthew 7. Not everyone who says to Him, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of the Father who's in heaven. And then He describes people coming before Him and telling Him they did all these things, and He says, "I will tell them plainly, I never knew you." You know, man, the point of that teaching is that we need to obey, and we also need to live in a relationship with Him. We need to know Him. And to do that, we have to take time. We have to take time to pray, to just be with Him, you know, in His presence, to seek His face.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, let's talk about that phrase, "seek His face." We hear it in Scripture, but what does it mean?
Well, the Hebrew word for face is also sometimes translated as presence in modern translations. And the idea is, again, just be with him in our hearts and minds. And that's the very reason Jesus came, so that we could have access to the Father. And because Jesus is the way to the Father, I think it helps if we take this idea of an empty chair a little further and imagine that we're talking to him face to face when we pray. You know, imagine that he's standing right in front of you or sitting right beside you. Imagine his face and the expressions on it. We don't have to know what he looks like to do that. Just imagine. Let him help you. And it may take a little time at first, but I think doing this can really help you when you pray, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, using our imaginations, loving the Lord with all our minds, if you will, and just saying, okay, he's here, and I'm going to talk with him.
James, I appreciate this because we've talked about prayer before, and I have a practice of imagining that I'm sitting in the Father's lap sometimes when I pray. It's literally like I'm crawling up into his lap and having a conversation. And, you know, it's interesting to me that actually one of the first people that taught me on prayer taught me that very idea is picture Jesus sitting beside you and begin to just not only talk but listen. So, you know, that's just wonderful.
You know, another thing about praying like this, whether you're imagining his face or climbing up into the Father's lap, you know, talking with Jesus face to face while you are praying, there's something about it that makes you long to be with him that much more.
Oh, that's really true. And that's really in the heart's cry of people. And, you know, honestly, I remember you talking about as you lay your head on the pillow at night, that you climb up next to him. And that's always been a real encouragement for me. I do the same thing now you told me about it. So, James, let me ask you, when you imagine that you're talking to Jesus, how do you imagine him?
Well, I see him with the eyes of my heart, if you will. I imagine him as a man, so he can fully identify with me. I'm just talking with another person, you know, and he's also fully God, so he's worthy of my worship. He is the Lord. But I don't necessarily see the specific characteristics of his face, you know, what his eyes or nose or mouth may look like, although sometimes I try to imagine what they could be. But the important thing is that as I do this, again, it just reminds me that he's real, and one day I will see him face to face, and there will be no doubt about it, you know? And I need to love him and walk with him and obey him and seek his face now. So it's seeking his face, if you will, you know?
Yeah. I think this can really be helpful for knowing the Lord for the very reasons that you mentioned, because it really does make you long for him and want to be ready to see him face to face. And if you know him, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Why don't you wrap up things today with a prayer that we will seek his face?
Let's do that, Lord. Oh, we need you. We need you. And Lord, please help us to do this, to long for you, to seek your face, to know, because you are Emmanuel, God, with us. You're right here, to know that you're there and to talk to you and just cling to you. Oh, Lord, we worship you and ask that you would help us to live in your presence every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.